we're not going to build another iteration before we actually show somebody. I just got so frustrated with the process. So I put a line in the sand and say, right, we're going to fly whatever we have around the Statue of Liberty on this date.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of the show. Enjoy. Today's We Are LA Tech shout out goes to Juan Agarte. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right. Juan, thank you so much for championing We Are LA Tech and the LA Tech community. He is the product manager at the County of Riverside. Be sure to say hello to Juan on social, on LinkedIn, at J-U-A-N, last name, U-G-A-R-T-E. Juan, you're awesome. Tell Juan you found him via We Are LA Tech. Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community. I think today's personal spot is about creating space and organization and letting go and doing my best not to control. So hard as a founder not to want to control the outcomes and think as though, like, the delusion that I even have control in the first place. I've been spending a lot of time organizing. I unloaded, as you know, I moved offices, unloaded all my storage rooms, and I've been having this amazing guy, definitely check him out, Brandon Reed on Instagram, come and help me organize everything. Brandon has just been a blessing. His Instagram is B-R-A-N-D-O-N-M as in Mary, R-E-A-D, Brandon M. Reed. Such a professional. I found him via TaskRabbit, and he has just, like, been powering through, making sure that everything could be ready and great for me before I go on this Women in Tech tour to Kazakhstan and Belarus, Lithuania, the Ukraine, Uzbekistan, and then Toronto, Canada with Red Bull. And it's been hard. And the European portion of the trip is with Seed Stars and with Baltic Sandbox. It's just been hard preparing. Today is the day where it's like, you know, game time, and I'm nervous about going. I'm nervous. I mean, I'm excited to go, but I also just want to, like, curate my life here in Los Angeles, and everything feels so evolving. I keep using the term, I'm evolving from the discomfort, and I just haven't completed the evolving process yet, but maybe all of life is evolving, and there's nothing to complete necessarily. It's just about putting one foot in front of the other. I want to make time to see my mom today, and I don't know if I'll have time, and that, like, really bums me out. And I've just been doing the best with my space and time and choices, but it just feels like even my best, I'm just not figuring it out quick enough. And I hope that end of year in 2020 bring to me just so much clarity and understanding of how the purpose of this podcast and the other work that I do has been influencing the community. And I guess in 2020, I just hope everything makes sense. I just hope everything makes sense. Anyway, I'm going to go with that because I have so much left to do, but I hope you enjoy the next episode.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast, spotlighting LA Tech companies and talent so you can quickly immerse yourself into the startup culture here. My name is Rachel Espiritu, Community Director with Toolbox LA, and I'm your guest host on today's episode. Toolbox LA is Southern California's largest innovation lab. So excited to feature our guests. David, CEO of Jetpack Aviation. Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Rachel. Really nice to be here on this glorious LA day. I'm the CEO and founder of Jetpack Aviation, and we have an office here in, or a workshop here in Toolbox LA, and have had for a while. I'm a pilot. I love aviation, and that's one of the reasons I got into Jetpack Aviation, and really just enjoy building the world's smallest aircraft.
Exciting. So yeah, so what exactly does your company do?
We build, it's a machine that you can literally strap on your back, and it's the smallest aircraft in the world. It's like a backpack that you would go hiking with. But instead of being full of your food and your drinks, it's got two jet engines, or six jet engines on one version. And you can push a button, those engines will start, and you can literally take off vertically from wherever you are. It can technically take you up to 18,000 feet.
Wow.
And you could fly at over 120 miles an hour.
Wow.
So, you know, it's part of this whole concept of urban air mobility. Mm. How in the future do we make use of, the space above us instead of just clogged up roads?
Right. Wow. That's super exciting.
Yeah.
And so, are you from LA?
No, not.
Obviously not.
Let me put the Australian accent on a little bit heavier. No, yeah. Mate, I'm not. No, I'm from Sydney, Australia, born and bred. But I've been spending a lot of time here in LA over the last 12 years. Originally, I had a workshop in Van Nuys in the San Fernando Valley, and then up here at Toolbox in Chatsworth just for the last year. And still travel quite a lot because we've got investors and potential users here in the US, Australia and Asia and Europe. So do get back home pretty often.
Oh, awesome. Okay, that leads me to my next question. And then, are you self-funded or VC-backed?
We were self-funded for a long time because I actually started the project in 2007 and was self-funded for the first 8 years. And just recently closed our first seed round led by Draper Associates in the Bay Area. And also Jan Tarlin, who was one of the co-founders of Skype, who's based in Estonia. So we closed a $2 million seed round to build the first prototype of our new aircraft, which is the Speeder, or the flying motorcycle.
Mm. How many aircrafts do you currently have?
We've built seven so far, and four of those are flying. The other three were experiments, and we're using the parts from those now for the flying ones.
Wow, that's exciting. And so how many people are on the team?
There's four of us full-time, and then we have probably about six others under contract or consulting arrangements, because what we're doing is it is deep tech. It's hard tech. So we need great mechanical engineers on the structural design, and then we need some fantastic systems engineers, flight control engineers for flight controls, and then as far as the operations are concerned, we have Boris, who is based half in France and half here, to take care of all of the regulatory requirements for our test flying and all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. So a lot of moving parts.
It is a lot of moving parts. When you're building an aircraft, there's regulatory, there's safety, there's a lot of paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what inspired this company?
So I was running a company that I founded in Australia called Australian Local Search. See, I'm really, really inventive with names. Jetpack Aviation, because we build Jetpack. Australian Local Search, because we had a local search engine, which was kind of like Yelp in America. I sold that to the Murdoch company, Rupert Murdoch, in 2005. And I'd flown helicopters since I was young. I used to be a management consultant, built up a company there, sold it, spent basically 2 years educating myself in aviation. So just love flying and love the engineering aspects of aviation. So when I sold Australian Local Search, I really looked at whether I want to get involved in another sort of software or media company, or whether I should sort of follow a dream of getting involved in aviation, not just as a pilot, but also, building an aircraft. And if anybody's interested, they actually made a documentary about 10 years of that whole process. It's called Own the Sky, and I think it's available on Amazon and Hulu and what have you. It's a pretty crazy story. It's a personal story about what it takes to do something that everybody is sure is impossible to do. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you probably had so many people tell you, like, this isn't possible. And what was it like when you actually launched it and got it out
the
in the
first
air?
Time, like, in 2000, and it was November the 3rd, 2015, after working on it since 2007. So it was a lot of years and a lot of money and a lot of people saying, told you so, you know, it's not going to work. So it was awesome.
Like,
to take off. To have stability finally actually fly in a stable way, it was just like really, really amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you guys have also done like a few shows, right? Like recently, like in Huntington Beach.
Yep. Yeah, that was brilliant. Huntington Beach air show in Southern California like a month or so ago. And we were told they were going to have quite a few people there. It was amazing. They had all of the top jet teams from around the world. Like they had the guys from the Royal Air Force in England, the Red Arrows, and then they had the American teams. Mm-hmm. And so they had about 3 million people on the beach and then two jetpacks. But people went crazy for the jetpacks.
Oh, cool.
Because you don't get to see somebody kind of like just walk up to you and then disappear, like vanish into the sky. And it was fantastic. But we've flown with Red Bull all over the world, like the Middle East, Australia, Japan, all throughout Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a picture in the office of you in front of the Statue of
Liberty.
Yeah.
Stick around. We'll be right back after the break.
The best business resource I have is my mentor's private Facebook group. I've never found a community that cares more about one another's success. It inspired me to create the same thing for podcasters. If you're a tech company or startup looking to grow your podcast audience, I created GetPodcastListeners.com, a private group specifically to discover how other podcasters have grown their audiences so we could do the same. Check out GetPodcastListeners.com. That's GetPodcastListeners.com.
And there's a picture in the office of you in front of the Statue of Liberty.
That was an incredible day. That was November 2015, first time we've ever done a like public flight, and we're still like honing the technology. Like it wasn't 100%, but I just got, you know, we're not going to build another iteration before we actually show somebody. I just got so frustrated with the process. So I put a line in the sand and say, right, we're going to fly whatever we have around the Statue of Liberty on this date. And it took us like 6 months to get all the approvals. You can imagine like Coast Guard, FAA, police, fire brigade, and what have you. Mm-hmm. But they were brilliant and it happened.
Such an amazing feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Except the Hudson River, apparently November is like freezing cold. So what I was thinking about is, really hope everything goes well so we don't end up in that.
In the lake, yeah. And so curious to know why LA and not other cities?
I really, really enjoy LA. I've got a lot of friends here, some people that are involved in the film industry, you know, from Australia, based here. So when I was first looking at where to set up in LA, or in America, I chose LA also because some of the most incredible engineers in the VTOL, vertical takeoff and landing space, were here. Mm. Basically, if you look at the area around the San Fernando Valley, a lot of people don't know this, but all of the Apollo program, you know, the rockets, basically all of the technology was built here, like within 10-mile radius from where we are now. So there's a lot of history in aerospace and aerospace engineering. So, and there's great talent. There's SpaceX, so like if anybody ever gets bored at SpaceX, you're very welcome to come help us build jetpacks.
Awesome. Okay, just putting it out there. Very cool. And so how has LA helped accelerate the company growth?
I think there's more and more investors in LA looking at hard tech now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with sort of long horizon perspective rather than, mm-hmm. you know, can you build a software as a service software company that mm-hmm. can be scaled in a year and sold in 2 years? You know, this stuff takes time and it requires a particular type of investor. Mm-hmm. You know, there's Starburst, mm-hmm. there's, you know, a bunch of people that were involved in like that that are very active here. So they're great. And also I love the climate here. We do a lot of testing. Mm-hmm. And we need to know basically what we're going to get.
Sure.
And that can really play havoc with our plans. If we get bad weather and we're flight testing, mm-hmm. it can cost an awful lot of money if we have everything set up and then we have to postpone. Mm. So that's one thing that's great. I mean, it is really hot in summer, but, you know, the engines still work. It's mm-hmm. a little bit unpleasant for, you know, the engineers and what have you, but... knowing that it's not going to rain is amazing.
Mm, yeah, so predictability and weather for sure.
Exactly. And I think that there are more engineers sort of moving to SoCal.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some great, 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 great talent, like really amazing people here. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Awesome. And so what resources in LA do you recommend?
So I think that there are some incubators down here. Well, I have to shout out for Toolbox.
Yeah, of course.
That's where I am. And I mean, they run an amazing program. They're incredibly supportive. They're very, very well networked and, you know, have always been super helpful as far as just putting people in touch with mm-hmm. each other, which is a big part of this business or any mm-hmm. startup.
Right.
You know? You need people that are willing to get involved and help you join the dots, mm-hmm. particularly when you're an out-of-towner like I am.
Oh, sure.
So there's that. The Techstar, Starburst mm-hmm. are amazing, particularly in the aerospace mm-hmm. Industry.
Do you have any favorite like tech tools or apps or anything?
Google Suite. Yeah. I do use Sheets and we track a heck of a lot now in that we use Asana just mm-hmm. for project management.
Oh yeah.
Slack for internal communications.
Totally. Same. I don't know what we would do without Asana because like it's always my first thing I go to.
Right.
Okay. What's the task for today? Where are we at with this?
Right.
Yeah.
So I never had an assistant really in my life, but I sort of brought on a virtual assistant not so long ago, and mm-hmm. like she's just been so helpful in driving me to use Asana, and that like forced me to think about things in a much more organized way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is stressing me because I'm used to being disorganized.
Right, and just kind of, That's great. Okay, and so if you had one ask of the community, what would it be?
That's a really good question. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I think that just be more open to assisting each other. You know, we're all startups. That takes all of our energy, I know, and plus some, particularly if you've got families, as I do. It's very, very hard to balance. But if we can sort of all look out for each other, help each other find the resources that that each other needs. And, you know, sort of the events that I'm starting to go to mm-hmm. here are brilliant for that. Mm. You know, you could call it old school sort of networking, but it's not. Like we're actually one part of one big family and mm-hmm. there's, you know, startup companies.
Sure.
It's the hardest thing you're ever going to do in your life.
Right.
Okay. So let's sort of look after each other.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's a good point. And how can people connect with you?
You can email me. Just email me. It's David@JetPackAviation, JetPackAviation.com.
Cool. Are you guys on any socials?
Yeah, we're on Instagram, Facebook, everything. People love to see jetpacks fly.
Yeah. So. That's cool. And that's just at Jetpack Aviation.
Yep. Yep.
Well, thank you so much, David. It was very
pleasure.
Yeah. Very insightful learning about everything that you're doing. And I mean, I get to see firsthand what you guys are building here.
Right.
So, and it's really cool to see and really excited for your future and what's ahead.
Oh, cool. So. Thank you, Rachel.
All right. Yeah. And this is Rachel, Community Director at Toolbox LA, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community.
We're so proud of what we've created with the We Are LA Tech podcast. To be a part of our journey with us, if you'd like to donate, go to wearelatech.fm. That's wearelatech.fm, and you can find our donation link at the top right of the page. Thank you so much for supporting us in our journey and helping fuel us moving forward for each and every episode.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Adam Carroll,
show notes by Carl Marty,
music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a wearetech.fm production.